Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a Loose Read.
Good morning, Siri. Thank you very much for joining us this morning for Loose Reads. I just had a little browse of your poetry book you bought in there, and what a beauty. What do you got?
It is indeed. Today I'm reviewing Pukahangatus by Tay Tibble. So she won the Adam Foundation Prize for this, which is the same prize that Hera and Ashley Young and lots of other fantastic young women in New Zealand won. So it's just a bunch of like really clever, cheeky, audacious poems. And we're really excited.
Does that prize always go to... poetry, or is it a poetry prize or a literature prize?
It's a poetry prize.
Oh, cool.
And she won it this year. She's crazy young. She's like, I think 22 or 23.
Oh my God,
she won
the prize. Crazy young.
Crazy young. She'll be doing All Tomorrow's Poets with us, which is our National Poetry Day event. Just a little plug. That's Friday at Time Out Bookstore at 6:30. So you can pack yourself in with some BYO, listen to some great poems.
Cool.
Yeah, BYO.
You sold Sarah with the BYO.
I'll see you there.
Wait, bring your own liquor. Oh, good, yeah.
Who's going to say no to that? But yeah, Pukahangatus is like incredible. I was really drawn in by the cover at first. Obviously, you can't say it on the radio.
Do we know who did the cover?
Zoe Hall.
It's beautiful.
I think he's a Wellington artist. Yeah, so it's just an image of like an animated, I think it's Tay, in the bathtub. It's just really, really beautiful. And the poems feel a lot like the cover.
What's the magazine she reading in the bathtub? Like an empty bottle of vodka there, a candle, and a... pornography magazine.
Looks like it might be a bit of a blue magazine.
Used blender.
it's incredible. It's real audacious and cheeky and smart. So like, she brings up a lot of imagery from the 70s, and I think kind of like Tusiata Avia's book, but I guess this is a bit more irreverent. It takes all of these identities that feel similar to them, and it maps like within the history of Māori women as well. I think Tay's own personal story, it's real, real clever, and the whole book just feels like it's winking at you all the time.
It's one of those books.
Stop it.
The title by itself, like taking a different take on Pocahontas, which of course was taken from a figure of history into a really whitewashed Disney movie. And then you've got this beautiful kind of cartoonesque picture of a woman on the front. Pocahontas.
Yeah, it's so clever.
It's real clever.
And in the same way, I guess, like, you know, how Pocahontas was so sort of like deeply sexualized in our modern world, I think it also references the way that like young women, particularly young Māori women, are sexualized. But also sort of...
Oh my God, I just opened it to the page. It says, In 1995, I was born when Walt Disney's animated classic Pocahontas was released. Have you ever heard a wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Mum has. I howled when my mother told me Pocahontas was real, but went with John Smith to England and got a disease and died. Representation is important.
That's what I mean. It's always like she's cheekily just winking at you. She pulls together these really great references and turns them on the head. Like there's another one in here about Keisha Castle Hughes and Whale Rider, and then it kind of brings you this. Ah, oh, I'll have to read the poem.
I will.
While I'm finding it though, it just sort of, it takes her like role in Whale Rider and then a flashback to Closer when she's on Game of Thrones. Ah, here we are. 240 years since Captain Cook landed, 14 years since Whale Rider was released. Keisha Castle Hughes is speared through the heart by a white man with a ship in the television series Game of Thrones, Season 7, Episode 3, 52 minutes and 22 seconds in. Just so, so powerful and smart.
Yeah, I'm not sold on that one.
Not sold on that one? Fair enough, Mikey.
It's reading a little too much into it, isn't it?
It's kind of an amazing full circle, though.
Yeah.
She becomes elevated for being something quite special in representation and then is taken out by a white dude.
Totally. Yeah. Just kind of like her ancestors.
What was the other option there? Just
no the option, other option was
just
like
to become the thing. Like a multi omni powerful multi demigod esque. Part.
Yeah,
those parts that come up all the time, eh?
Well, yeah. I think it's...
Sorry, I'm not interested in being on Game of Thrones, thanks. Not if that's going to be the case. I'm looking for a much more righteous path. Can I read that one shame that I read before?
Oh, shame is so good. Go on, Mikey.
It's a shame the way you mess around with mine. It's a good song, isn't it? By who was singing that?
Evelyn Champagne King.
Is it? I'm thinking of the Michelle A. Vision.
Mm.
Shame. Helen Clark announced that she wet herself listening to Annie Crummer singing at a concert fundraiser to resurrect Hinerupe Marae, which burned to the ground in an accidental and non-government-related fire. Non-government-related. Mm-mm. It was raining and the plastic seats were from the 70s and round. She stood up and everybody applauded her for being a good sport. You know the story because your grandmother wrote it down in a brown photo album she kept poorly hidden. There was a torn photograph of a soldier and on the back it was written that once your grandmother was in love with two brothers, lost one to the sea and in her grief opened her jaw like a whale and hooked up with the other one. But they couldn't stay together because of the children, or maybe that was the story of Papa Tuanuku. All those Marae stories are the same, your uncle says with a pained expression. You notice that he talks loudly when he doesn't want to listen. When he was little, he went to school and often got into trouble for talking. A lot of shit! Which never got him anywhere, and only ever got him hit.
She's so special.
That's really
it's
cool.
It's a slim volume, and it's punchy as.
Nice, so though. I like that. Punchy. I like that a lot. How much time are books? Very budget-friendly, too, isn't it?
$20. $20. Still, real bargain.
Yeah, cool.
And also, if you really like her poetry, she does a great interview with Steve Brawnius on the spin-off. She's crack up. She's so, so funny. So that's definitely worth checking out.
And which part of the town?
Wellington is where a lot of the poets, actually, that have become big in New Zealand have been coming from.
No, we were talking.
Read into that what you will.
We were talking off mic about whether there was any kind of musical association you felt with this collection. You thought maybe it was a Rihanna, Beyonce type vibe, but we've settled on a third act. What have we picked? What are we playing?
We're playing "Let Me Know" by Kalala.
Here you go.
Feed it.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sully. Cheers.
That was Loose Reads.